Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Behnke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, January 23rd, 2008, is a look at the heartbreaking loss to the Giants, and a look forward to the Packers offseason, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Jennings to the left, driver to the right, Favre under center, fakes the pass, now back to throw deep. He rainbows
he's
right side.
He's got his man down the right sideline to the 45, 50. He's to the 40, the 35, 30. Down the sidelines. High stepping end zone. Touchdown. Dallo Driver. 90 yards. Home run.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And this is Corey.
And today we'll look at the season-crushing defeat at the hands of the New York Giants, take an overview of the 2007 season as a whole, as well as look forward to what moves we can expect the team to make during the coming offseason. So let's get started.
Let's get started with the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got
Double D.
Donald Driver. Great game.
Amazing game. We got Ryan Pickett. I don't know if anyone noticed it, but he was a hoss.
They weren't running up the middle, that's
for
sure.
They couldn't get up the middle. They could go outside.
Well, yeah, they could go everywhere else but there.
But Pickett was a beast.
And we got Mark Tauscher.
Yeah, Mark Tauscher, blanking Strahan. I mean, it's 2 weeks in a row. The guy just doesn't get the respect he deserves. That's why I put him in the good 2 weeks in a row.
We got the bad. We got
Mr. Brett Favre. Brett Favre, horrible second half.
Horrible second half.
Pretty much cost him the game at the end of the in the overtime there. Unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
Mike McCarthy.
Failing to make the adjustments that he needed to make. It's as simple as
that. Fourth quarter. Where was the offense?
And Bob Sanders. We won't get Corey started.
I have a petition on the forum. I want all our fans to go to the forum.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness.
Go to the 2008 offseason. Mm-hmm. And there is a Fire Bob Sanders petition. I've dug it. So if you want to go to dig.com and hit on that thing, I don't know if anybody's really a big nerd about that. But
we sign, are Web 2.0 here.
Sign
at
the
TV.
Petition on the forum and we'll send it to the Packers.
Yeah. He needs to go. I wrote extensively about
it. It's time
to
get a Fritz Schirmer-like defensive coordinator.
We need a young, hungry pup, in my opinion. But
either or.
Neither here nor there. On the ugly, we have Mr. Jarrett
not
falling on the ball. Bush. Are you serious? I mean, here is your chance to just win the game. I mean, pretty much win the game.
Yeah, to me, that was...
Ball on the ball.
To me, that was, not taking advantage of opportunities.
But he tried to be the hero... And pick it up and run for the touchdown.
The thing that's funny is he would have been the hero just by dropping
just
on the ball.
By falling
it's like, hello.
Exactly. Oh. So anyway, that's the final good, bad, and the ugly of the year. Pretty sad.
Are you sad about that?
I'm a little upset.
You know, I'm still kind of shocked.
I mean, obviously, people, you can tell I'm playing hurt today. I'm a little ill. Corey's not. This is the thing. I'm home with two sick children, and Corey's out in negative 10 degrees.
Negative 25.
And I'm the one who gets sick. So, you know, go figure.
Yeah, it was only, and now I've been to the third coldest game and the 11th coldest game in Lambeau Field.
That's pretty impressive.
You know, I'm only 31 years old, so maybe by the time I'm, well, with global warming, maybe it'll always be the third coldest game.
Exactly. It'll never get down that low again.
I was hoping that I thought for a while it was going to be the second coldest game, and that would have been exciting, because then it's like...
I thought it was.
No, right? The day of, the weather changed, and it started to get warmer,
and
it went to third coldest game.
Global warming, like you said.
There you go.
There you are. But one thing the cold did bring out, to me at least, I know you don't agree, but the Green Bay Packers, in my book, officially now are a finesse team.
I don't know if they're a finesse team. I just feel like...
I'm sorry, but over the season, the body of work that McCarthy has produced in his first two seasons... They're a finesse team.
It's
They're
true.
Built for September.
After we
and
played
domes.
Chicago and we lost,
right?
And you were harping on the fact that they don't play outside, and I was agreeing.
Outside.
And I was originally saying, yeah, you should play outside to inoculate your players. But now I'm realizing that being in that weather
outside,
is that it's not about inoculating yourself to the cold. It's almost like a science experiment. You go out and practice in the cold so that you can see what your team's going to look like.
Well, what they can and can't handle. Right.
Maybe,
exactly.
You know, these formations work and these things
work, or
they don't work in the cold.
Because so-and-so handles it well, this guy doesn't. All right, which formation should I use? Which packages should
and
I
it's,
use?
And it's taking...
Who handles it? Who doesn't?
It's taking advantage of the opportunity that living in Green Bay gives you.
Exactly.
You're going to play there.
In New York all week,
they
were practicing outside. It was 35 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'd like to point something out. The two teams in the Super Bowl both practiced outside last week. That's all I got to say. New England, practicing outside all week. New York, practicing outside all week.
To me, the New York Giants played an amazing game. I've been watching them all year because I have to, because I get Time Warner, and I don't get to watch the Packers every game. We've already went over this. But to me, the New York Giants played the best football they've ever played all year.
Oh, hands down.
And it's amazing. They have a 10 road game win streak.
Yeah, it's Eli Manning.
Okay.
Played the game of his life.
You go into Dallas and you beat Dallas, and you go into our house and you beat us and you make history.
Yeah. No, that's ridiculous.
You know, that's
something to be said for.
That's in overtime.
True. Yep. No, I hear you.
They took advantage of the opportunities that we did not.
Exactly. And that comes down, line. And I got to say, it comes down to coaching. Tom Coughlin,
and
hats
I hate
off
to say that too.
I hate to say it too.
Tom Coughlin has got to be one of my least favorite coaches of all time.
I was making fun of Kevin Gilbride last week, and he absolutely torched us.
Oh,
he drew up the best game plan. And you know who didn't? Was Mr. Mike McCarthy. But ultimately, he did take ownership of his team's failures this week.
Well, let's listen to what he has to say.
First of all, I think you need to give credit to the New York Giants. They played very well, and I don't want to take anything away from their victory and what they've accomplished on the road. But I'm in charge of the Green Bay Packers, and it starts with media responsibility. We did not play our best football in a time when we needed to play our best football. So that's something our whole offseason will be based on. There's a lot of positives throughout the season that we'll move forward from, and if we need to change, you know, anything in our structure, our practice structure, anything involved, I think we've shown in the short time we've been here, the last 2 years, that we're not scared to change if we think it's going to make our football team better.
Anything they need to change in their practice structure? I'd say practice outside, but that's just me.
Is that what your vote is?
That would be my recommendation.
You know what was interesting about voting, okay? Packer Chatters has some good polls, PackerChatters.com. Right. And I went to this poll, right? And they had, what is our biggest need in the offseason? Right. And 127 people voted cornerback over 67 at the time that voted offensive lineman or offensive guard, I think is the actual thing, which is very interesting.
I don't agree.
People that go to Packer Chatters, I thought they were smart.
Oh, no.
Hello. Well,
the opening slavo.
Well, when you listen to Packers therapy all season, you must need therapy.
Don't start with Packers therapy. Why would you need Packers therapy?
I know.
I got a Packer fever, the only thing to prescribe is more Packers.
There you go.
I don't need Packer therapy.
No.
That's just ridiculous.
I especially don't need 2 hours of it. I mean, an hour.
Easy. Oh. However long they talk.
Did I say that? I'm
Packers
sorry.
Packers therapy. Okay. Hey, speaking of
Packer
Chatters.
Hey, it's our only competition and we're knocking it. That's the kind of guys we are.
That's how we roll here in New York City. No, but speaking of Packer Chatters, it's funny you bring them up because I obviously wrote about them this week. In particular, one op-ed, I use that in quotes.
Oh, is that
from
Hannadel?
Mr. Scott Hannadel.
Hannah, don't.
I mean, really, this guy. Okay, fine. I will admit,
I couldn't even read one paragraph of that. Every time I started a paragraph, I got upset.
The early part of his op-ed.
I just don't like the tone. Like, who are you?
Exactly. But then at the end, he starts, and no for you, Mr. McCarthy. This is how you do a game plan. Shut up. Who are you?
I know.
Oh, but then I looked at his bio.
I like how you're like, did you volunteer in a toll booth?
I mean, come on. This guy, whatever. What has he done all of his life? He's talked about sports and played fantasy football. And that's his expertise.
Well, and that's what we do, but we like to think we have a little respect for people who make lots of money a year.
Snot-nosed attitude when talking about Mike McCarthy's coaching. A coach that got us to the NFC Championship with a team that no one had finishing above the cellar of the NFC North. Show a little respect. That's all I ask. All right, I've said my piece. I mean, it's just, you know what? He's as bad as the idiots who have been all over the internet all week saying that Brett Favre needs to retire.
Yeah.
Because of one pass that he threw.
Yeah.
You know, to end the Packers' chance.
What
else
is he going to do?
You know, it's like he's either going to play one more year or he's going to retire.
And let's kid no one. No one needs to kid themselves, okay?
Right.
The reason we only lost 4 games.
It's because we have Brett Favre
mm-hmm.
and Mike McCarthy. I mean, Mike McCarthy puts him and has coached him to the perfect position. It's not just chance, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, he should retire after he's had the best year
he's ever had,
yeah,
statistically,
completion,
in his entire 17-year career.
What, his completion percentage was a career record.
I mean, give me a break. Really?
That's
the man's
pretty
won
good.
Three MVPs, and this year was better than all three of them, and you want him to retire. That's lunacy.
It really is. I don't really have anything to say because I think I'm adding to his energy without speaking.
I'm flabbergasted. I really am. But as
well,
usual.
Well, let's wait. Hold on. Right. As we love to do here on Cheesehead TV, Packer Transplants, let's let Brett say what he has to say.
Had we won this game and gone to the Super Bowl and whatever happens in that game, when it was over, I was going to go home and just think about, you know, where I wanted to go from there. I don't think that's going to, you know, really change. Because we didn't make it. It's been a great year. And I'm very disappointed.
Disappointed. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Disappointed is a good way to put a button on the season.
Just disappointed at what could have been.
What could have been. But, you know, we move forward.
Yeah.
We move on into the off season.
Where we need an upgraded defensive coordinator.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Looking back, you got to look at who are our previous defensive coordinators, right?
Right.
You got Bob Slowick, the mistake of a nightmare that was. Okay,
who is now, ladies and gentlemen, the new defensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos.
I'm sorry, Denver Broncos.
That is brilliant.
Okay, so you got him, and then Ed Donatell, which Ed Donatell was an interesting defensive coordinator, but you know what I liked about Ed Donatell? For as much as 4th and 26 will haunt the Green Bay Packers for the rest of...
Our lives. Yeah.
Ed Donatell brought confusion.
Right.
And sometimes to his own players.
I was just about to say, sometimes to his own sideline.
But you know what? Confusion is what it's about with defenses that are great in the NFL.
That's true.
And confusion is what creates turnovers, and turnovers are what when people talk about defense wins championships,
right,
it's about that one play.
It's disruption.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I hear you. And I wrote about it today. And I, like I said on the blog, I don't say this lightly. I know that firing a coach upends numerous lives. It's not just, you know, the coach gets fired and goes, okay, and goes off to his house and he's fine. You know, he has a family. His family has to go someplace else. He has to get a new job or start a new career.
Let me be clear. You know? I don't think we should fire Bob Sanders because of the Giants game. Actually,
no.
I think the defense did an amazing
yeoman's
job.
Work.
Except for Al Harris against Plaxico. And I have to eat a little crow myself because I had Plaxico Burress out of this ball game.
Yep.
And Plaxico Burress came to play.
Yes.
He had the game of his life. There were, you know, what do they say? It takes six plays to change a game.
Yeah.
You can say three plays Atari Bigby was late on help to Al Harris, and
absolutely.
Three plays he hit Plaxico, and Plaxico hit him back and still caught the
just
ball.
Held onto the ball. No, he had the game of his life. He really did.
So I'm not saying
it's
fire
not
Bob Sanders
game.
About this. It's
no.
It's the whole season.
It's the body of
Look,
work.
Everybody knows you can't rush four when you don't have the depth. Why we could rush four in the first five games was because we had amazing depth that no other team really had in the NFL.
Absolutely not.
When
but
Johnny
then you
Jolly
lost
and
Johnny
Colin
Jolly
Cole
and
went
Cole.
Out,
exactly.
It became a whole different thing.
That's when you needed to start blitzing. And you thought you saw the Oakland game, you know, the St. Louis game. He was starting to bring some pressure.
Well,
but then in the playoffs, he totally
backed
here's
off. Here's the
on
problem.
It.
If you wait that long, I don't think he did blitz in that game. There were
a
couple
little
of
bit.
Yeah.
Not a lot,
Papinga
though.
Had a pretty good game, except for he couldn't fall on the ball, too, like Jared Bush.
But at least he tried. He tried to
I
fall
guess.
On it. He tried. He tried. But he just didn't
but
succeed.
You have to bring confusion with your linebackers and your secondary.
Yep, absolutely.
And Bob Sanders doesn't really believe in confusion, I guess.
He doesn't show the creativity needed. And he runs an old scheme. He runs a dated scheme. That scheme has not won a Super Bowl since the Cowboys beat the Steelers the year before we won the Super Bowl.
Ouch.
Last. I mean, that's a long time ago. It's gone through Jimmy Johnson to Dave Wannstedt to Jim Bates to now Bob Sanders.
Well, and I will say Jim Bates was creative, though. He created his own.
All you have to do, look at Sherman's last year, the 4-12 season, the game against Atlanta. Mike Vick was coming off his greatest game as a pro.
It was the contain game.
And Bates shut him down. Bates absolutely schemed that defense perfectly against Michael Vick. And that's what you have not seen from Bob Sanders.
No.
At all.
No.
So as hard as it is, and as I said in the blog today, the biggest difference the Giants made from last year to this year is a switch at defensive coordinator. And they made the playoffs last year. It's not unheard of to fire your defensive coordinator after you have a successful season.
Well, who would have thunk they could get that deep at running back after Tiki Barber retired?
I know.
I mean, unbelievable, that's right? A story in and of itself. No, absolutely. And, you know, being in New York, whatever. My hat's off to New York. I want them to beat New England.
We absolutely. Let's make that perfectly clear. We really
I'm
want
an NFC
the Giants
guy
to win.
All the way. And absolutely. The NFC guy needs to beat the AFC. I liked it when they had domination.
Domination. Speaking of domination, one area of the team, and we touched on it earlier, that certainly did not dominate was the offensive line.
Wow, the offensive
fine. In the pass game, they were fine. But in the run game, they got their hat handed to them.
They should be fined.
And especially especially the guard position.
Oh,
and this is the thing.
Man.
Everyone last year said that a year, you know, in the offseason, the strength and conditioning program would help college and Spitz. Well, it really didn't. It seemed to pay any dividends whatsoever in the run game this year.
We have a fan, Ross from Highland. We've played him before.
But, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to say, we were going back and forth about which one we should play, blah, blah, blah. And I have to say, numbers of you called in. Thank you very much. But we wanted to reward Ross, the final podcast of the season, for being the most consistent caller.
Jason Spitz, Darren College. Still a major problem. They just didn't play. They played like, you know, backups.
Yes, they did. They did.
Backups indeed.
Where was the starting guard?
And it just so happens that offensive guard is number one with a bullet on the Cheesehead TV Ted Thompson wish list for 2008 offseason.
In case Ted hasn't started his own wish list
of
already.
Of course, I know you haven't made any wish list, Ted. We know you're an avid listener. Stop emailing me. Here's your wish list. Number one. Offensive guard.
Oh,
get
please.
Some nasty,
please.
Hard-hitting guard.
And I think
action.
It needs to be in the draft and free agency,
yes,
more
one,
than likely.
One of both, as well as number two, cornerback.
Yes.
We need an infusion of talent, young talent.
I do think the jury's still out on Will Blackman. He could still be our third cornerback
and be
a really good one.
He needs to stay healthy.
But he does need competition.
But if you look at all our losses this year, the common theme is we were torched in the secondary.
Well, and a ball-hawking safety.
Help.
I mean, I don't even really call Darren Sharper a ball-hawking safety, but I would take Darren Sharper and Atari Bigby in this backfield right now.
Okay, let's not lament. Let's not look backwards. Looking forward.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, since Darren Sharper, we haven't filled that void.
We have not absolutely
filled
true.
It with a player of the caliber of Darren
Nick
Sharper.
Nick Collins has
much
had 3 years.
I don't like to say that.
Nick Collins has had 3 years. He's not the answer. And then number three, a dominant defensive lineman. I know this is a wish list, okay?
Yeah, that's a big wish
list. It's called wishing. I'm wishing this will happen.
Hey, he might be there. Justin Harrell might be there.
Hey, OCU Minora was drafted in the second round by the Giants. Anything can happen. And now they drafted him when they were stocked on the defensive line. So
there you go.
Anything can happen.
Well, and if we do end up keeping Bob Sanders, having depth at defensive line even becomes more important.
Absolutely. But overall, I think the team's in great shape.
I think you got to put a punter on that list.
It's a need. I don't think it's a top three need, but it's definitely a need.
It's on the wish
list. As is a defense stretching tight end.
That would be nice, too.
It would be very nice
as
well.
But we really need a punter. 15 yards in the NFC Championship game.
All right. So
okay, when we were punting at our 20,
right,
and their guy receiving the punts is on the 50,
yeah, no,
there's a problem.
You know you're in trouble then. But overall, I do believe the team is in great position. And I think the team thinks so as well. I mean, they asked Al Harris what, you know, they thought.
About success, about is he worried about how the team will deal with success.
Next year going in, while their mindset should be. And here's what he had to say.
No, I don't think we really have to talk about it. I think guys understand that this is rare, you know what I mean? So, you know, we got the Bears were in the Super Bowl last year. So, you know, we got to come back and we got to fight and we got to work hard and prepare and do the things that got us to this point. You know what I mean? So, you know, we know it's not automatic.
No, it is not.
It's not automatic. I like how he calls out the Bears there, though.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. The Bears are in the Super Bowl.
It puts it all in perspective.
Home. Yeah, it's true. You can't be one and out. Can't do it. You got to get consistency.
Yep.
But like I said, Packers are in great shape. I think they've only started to scratch the
surface. I'm excited. We have money.
Salary cap is there. We got tons of youth across the board. You got a great head coach. You got a great GM. You got a new CEO. keep him solvent for years to come.
Yeah, I mean, you hopefully. Know, the jury's still out on the CEO.
Well, we'll see. But overall, they're in great shape.
Yeah. I mean, Bob Harlan's still coming in. He's going to be the wizard.
Yeah.
You know, he's not coming in during business days. He's only coming in on like the weekends and stuff.
He's
so
the
like
wizard.
People will see their papers moved and they'll be like, oh, Bob Harlan was
Bob Harlan has been here. Bob Harlan the wizard. I love it. But overall, it's been a great year.
Yeah, it has. It's been a great inaugural season for Packer Transplants.
And it's been a blast hearing from you guys, your emails, your calls, when you're on the forums. It's great. It's great to get your feedback. And you know, please keep visiting the site. We'll be updating it daily as
we're going to be on the forums. Everybody move to the forums.
Yeah,
we'll have the dialogue there.
We
party
can talk
out there.
All off season. We got lots to talk about. But, you know, we'll be back here. Packer Transplants will be back in the spring for free agency, for the draft. Probably not as often, not every week, but probably once
and
a month or so.
We're gonna have a little last season awards action going on.
That's right. Be on the lookout for the first annual
Cheesehead TV blog, forum, novelty, and news awards.
For Packer coverage on the internet. So be on the lookout. but actually, it's been a great year. Thanks a lot, guys. And that is it for this entire year's show. We hope you enjoyed this latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.
Have a great offseason.